No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station.
I can't say it.
You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fire!
Mr. Cowboy
Nation, from Memphis, Tennessee, he is the reigning, defending, heavyweight champion of the world. Stand to your feet.
I gotta stand up and do my dance, man.
The Black,
yes, sir.
Cowboy Nation.
Yes, sir. One more time for the people in the back of that thing.
Nation.
Yeah, dog. How y'all? With the camera right here. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? 2024 season is here. Welcome to Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. So let's get into it. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions, right? We have a YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation, Instagram _ Mr. Cowboy Nation. This page, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation McNary, also Facebook page solely dedicated to the show. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. You can keep up with the show on any one of those pages. What else we got? We're available on all major platforms. My personal favorite being Spotify, right? Got my play cousin in the building, K-Boogie. What it do, man? So my personal favorite being Spotify. And the reason why my personal favorite is Spotify is when you go on there and search Let's Talk Football, you have to be sure to put that Mr. Cowboy Nation in. That Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important. The reason why it's very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, so now we got the preliminaries out of the way. Let's get the people who they came to see this evening. The people they came to see, let's get it. Petty. Pendergrey. Y'all know the risk. All right, let's get into it, man. Florida Gators, come on down here and see me. Man, the Florida Gators got the brakes, rotors, front axles, calipers, and fuel pump beat off their ass. Oh, my God. Oh, my, Florida. Oh, my. So unbecoming, right? SEC. Everybody in the SEC looks strong except. Except Florida and LSU, right? And if you look at Florida's schedule, let me pull Florida's schedule up. Florida, y'all might be the new Vanderbilt this year. Yeah, that might be the new Vanderbilt this year. Let me pull up the schedule. So, y'all saw what happened to Miami. Miami looked like they gonna win the whole thing. They made the Miami Hurricane look like they gonna win the whole thing, right? So, let me pull the schedule up. So, of course, they lost 41-17 to Miami, right? So, they got Samford, Texas A&M was probably going to be an L. Mississippi State was probably going to be an L. Central Florida might be an L, too. Tennessee is ranked number 14, definitely going to be an L. Kentucky, Georgia, number one Georgia. We saw L. That might be 70-3. They may beat LSU. Number six, Ole Miss. They may be 70-3. And then they end with the Egg Bowl with Florida State. Two trash teams. So they may be a tie. Right, so.
That's the new Egg Bowl.
Yeah, that's the new Egg Bowl, right? All right, so. So, Florida, y'all come on down here and see me. Oh, my, Florida. Oh, my. Well, while we in the great state of Florida, let's just slide on over. Florida State Seminoles, y'all come on down here. Y'all come on down and see me, too. So, Florida State, right, they lost their, as y'all know, they lost their starting quarterback at the end of the season. The committee decided not to put them in the playoff because you lost your starting quarterback. You're not the same team that went undefeated. You lost your starting quarterback, right? So they cried and boo-hoo. We should have been in the college playoff. They did us wrong. So, as I tell you what, the Georgia Bulldogs felt like they should have been in the college playoffs too. We're going to let y'all play them. And show us you should have been in the college playoff. If y'all don't remember, I got a score right here. It was 63-3 Georgia. It was 63-3. So the last three times you've been on the field since you felt like you were snubbed from the college playoffs, I got all three of the scores. So 63-3 Georgia. Then you lost to an unranked Georgia Tech team who hadn't beat a top 10 team since like 1947. So you got to be really bad to be that guy, right? So So Georgia lost to Georgia Tech 2021. And then Boston College dog walked you 28-13. But it's Boston College unranked as well, right? So, So Mike Norvell, you probably should have stayed in Memphis. Yeah, you probably should have stayed. Probably should have stayed in Memphis because this ain't working. Dion's online too. Dion's online too. Florida State, come on down and see me. Oh my. All right. So we're going to take a break into action, get a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
What's up, baby? All right, let me get back in this comment section. Y'all live, ain't it? Appreciate you. Now, I ain't at the crib, I'm at on the border here in Memphis. I got people out there. You can hear them, but you can't see them because I ain't got no camera on them. But I got people out there, right? So, I'm been on the border. What we doing?
Pull up.
We doing a fundraiser for elementary school here in Memphis, right? So, 20% of all proceeds will be donated to elementary school here in Memphis. So that's what we got going on. I wish my fireplace did look like this, K Boogie. Yeah. I really did. Yeah. Yeah. All right, my boy Casey said, let's talk about them old ass cow sissies and how y'all ready to ride the Dak train all the way to not making the postseason again. This from a Bears fan. Hey, everybody start laughing. That's it's from a Bears fan. All right, so I'm gonna talk about Dak, toward the end of the show. I think Dak has been getting, well, I ain't gonna say unfair criticism because some of it is warranted, but y'all see, I won't get ahead of the show. All right, so the question of the day is, what team in this upcoming season do you think will be better than advertised? In other words, what team do you think will be, who is your sleeper team for this year? So mine personally, and I know the producer and a couple of people in the audience gonna love this one, but my sleeper team for this year is the Tennessee Titans. I think, wow, somebody actually booed the Titans. Alright, so I think what was it, the Cubs? Say we're not calling. Hey, so here at Cowboy Nation, we're not calling y'all the Bears, we're calling y'all the Cubs. Until y'all win something, Casey. Alright, so yeah, you saying the Chicago, Casey, you're a Chicago Bears fan, you say the Chicago Bears would be better as advertised. Y'all already got the new Patrick Mahomes. How y'all gonna be better than advertised? Y'all already overrated as is. So y'all gonna be, you think Green Bay? I think Green Bay might be nice too. I think the Josh Jacobs addition gonna be huge. But the reason I picked Tennessee is because of Will Levis. Like, and I gave Tennessee hell for picking Will Levis with their first pick in the second round. I was like, y'all are screwing up. What are y'all doing? But down the stretch, Will Levis looked really, really good. Like, he looked really good. Calvin Ridley is about to make the Pro Bowl. I think Calvin really gonna ball all the way out this year. So if you ain't did your fantasy draft yet, you can grab Calvin Ridley, do that. Right. The defense So from what I'm hearing about the defensive coordinator, he was at Baltimore the previous year. The year before that, he was at Philly under Gannon, right? So both coordinators, very aggressive, like the blitz, they come after your quarterback. So I think then you add Snead, Woozie at corners, if I ain't mistaken. I think they got a Woozie over there with Snead. So the defense going to be here. And if they can use Tony Pollard, right, and don't have him as a every down back, Tony Pollard, if they use Tony Pollard as a complimentary back, I think Tennessee will sneak up on some people this year. So what y'all think, people in the artists, what y'all think? Who y'all got for a sleeper team? Oh man. Alright, so you don't think they sleepers? You are expecting them to be good, K Boogie? Alright, so let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment? This week's Did You See That Moment comes from the Rob Morris and Utah State game. Let's go check that out.
First down, Barnes. Barnes wants to go deep and good coverage. Whoa!
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Holy smokes. Man, dude is like a superhero on this. Watch this. Watch the other angle.
Got one more.
Watch this, man.
Here.
Unbelievable.
Oh man.
Wow.
Yeah, don't throw it, dude, no more.
He did
a full pirouette after catching the one. Yeah, if I'm the coach, I'm like, come here. Don't throw it, dude, no more. yeah, go play with your dude. Find something safe to do. Go play with your mammy. Don't throw over there no more. You throw back over there, I'm benching you, okay? You better come sit down. Okay, y'all, you said the Cowboys are gonna be the sleeper team? You know what? We are gonna sneak up on some people though, but they swear we're gonna be garbage boogie. All right, so college football, right? College football is back. That's really it was fine for me. It's football, I take it, right? So college football came back. My early observations, right? The SEC looks very strong outside of Florida, of course. Florida gonna have a rough one. Look, is any Florida Gators fans out there watching this? Go ahead and go to Kroger and Big Lots and get you some paper bags. It's gonna be one of them seasons. Y'all gonna be rocking paper bags for this year out, I guarantee it. but you look at Ole Miss, Texas. Let me look. Ole Miss, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, right? And then this college playoffs going to 12 teams, no limit on how many teams from each conference, right? So it can very well be majority of the 12 teams can be from the SEC, right? So I don't see how University of Memphis, you know what? We did win 40-0, you know, but who's counting? Right, so but with this 12 playoff team, this could very well turn into the SEC invitation. They are talking about us like, they swear we're going to be garbage booger. But, you know, it's all good. We'll see what's up. So, LSU need to fire Brian Kelly. I don't know no other way to put it. Roll Tide. Belma look good, right? Jalen Miro, the 17-year-old Ryan Williams. Oh, my God, out the gate. Right, so I'm telling you, it's SEC about to, you know, Michigan got it last year, but SEC about to bring it on back to where it belongs. I got another question. So was Miami that good or is Florida just trash? Which one was it? Cause Florida, so I got a Florida trash vote. Cause Cam Ward looked really, really good, like with the sidearm throws, the poise, not being rattled in the pocket, right? Cam Ward looked really good, and you're talking about a 12-team playoff, Miami could be dangerous, man. They could be really dangerous. So, yep. So I honestly feel like that 12-team playoff gonna turn into the SEC invitation. So. Well, boy, oh, Black TV in the building. What's up, Lionel? You said your Tennessee Vols. Hey, Tennessee looks strong too. That Tennessee, what they scored 100 points on Chattanooga. Tennessee look good, right? So yeah, I think the SEC bringing that chip back, man. All right, so why I got y'all in here, got the people in here. We gonna pick some games week one. Y'all wanna pick some games week one? Pick some week one game. All right, let's pick some week one game. See what we got.
Now hit that beat for you, boy, boy. That beat for you, boy, boy.
Cowboys over Cleveland. All right, so we got DJ. Hit that beat for me, DJ. Get that track. That man said 49.
Aaron Rodgers
is true. Next up. All right, so we. Tonight, Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, and Kansas City. I got the Chiefs, man. I got the Chiefs. I think the what's the boy named Xavier Worthy is gonna be Tyreek Hill 2.0. Kansas City gonna be hell again. Baltimore may run about it. We don't know what the hell Baltimore gonna do. They should have ran about in the NFC Championship game. For some reason, they decided not to. So I'm going with Kansas City tonight. What y'all got? Kansas City, Baltimore. Who y'all got tonight?
Baltimore, Derrick Henry.
Woo wee! See, right, they said they think, but I guess they think Baltimore gonna actually run the ball tonight. All right, so we got the Packers and Eagles versus the Eagles in Brazil, where they may not make it home. But we all about player safety, right? Packers, I got the Packers too, and I'm gonna tell you why. Not because I'm a Cowboys fan and I hate the Eagles. They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe a little bit, but maybe a little bit, right? But I think the loss of Fletcher Cox and Kelsey is gonna show up big. Like, that's right up the middle of your offense and your defense. You cannot be soft in those areas. I think it's going to show up. I know they did a lot of splash signings. Okay, we got somebody at the mic. What you got? What it do?
How you doing today?
Hey, I'm fine.
I'm blessed to be here.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore cannot call offense, so the Eagles will lose by 10 to the Packers.
I'm happy.
Thank you, Mr. Cowboy Nation.
Yeah, appreciate it. Go Cowboys. I see you got that Michael Parsons on, too. I appreciate you. All right, so. I'm happy he brought up Kellen Moore, right? So, I knock on Kellen Moore when he was with us is that he just didn't know when to run the ball. He got too cute, got too pass happy. But just wouldn't commit to the run, right? So I know 1 week we played Tampa Bay week one, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Devin White. He said we knew they weren't going to commit to the run, right? So, and I don't see – he didn't commit to the run with the Chargers as well. So I don't see him going to Philly all of a sudden commit to the run when he's never committed to the run, right? So, and we're going to see all this talk about Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott, who better, we finna kill that. We finna kill that debate right here, right now, this season, because you got Dak Prescott. When Dak Prescott was playing QB under Kellen Moore, number one offense. Now, we're going to see what Jalen Hurts can do with the same play call and the same offense. We're going to see, because Jalen Hurts going to have to play QB. It ain't going to be no, I'm keeping the ball and running. You're going to have to drop back, read the defense, and make the throw.
There you go, read the defense.
Yeah, so, and I'm not sure Jalen Hurts is up for that. All right, so... Steelers, Falcons, in Atlanta. Now, they saying Steelers? They picking the Steelers? All right, so when this. Yes, we got somebody that's on the mic. What you got? Come on back. What you got?
Mr. Cowboy Nation.
How you doing, sir?
Can I speak again?
Yes, go ahead.
Did they just say the Steelers going to be the Falcons?
I heard them too.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Iced out Kirk.
All them folks. Kirk Cousins gonna throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns on them folks. Thank you, Mr. Cowboy Nation.
I appreciate it. Go Cowboys. I like that Michael Parsons jersey. All right, so when the schedule first came out, right? When the schedule first came out, and I was looking at the schedule, I was like, man, you know, man, Pittsburgh can come out of here 4-0 by the time they see the Cowboys week 5. And then you got the Steelers. K-Book, you got ATL. I'm happy you said that. All right, so then they signed Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. That's different. Now, those two signings totally transformed your defense, especially when the Steelers' O-line looked a little sus in preseason, right? So, I think I'm going to go Atlanta by 3. Yeah. I'm going Atlanta by 3, man. So, give me the dirty bird. Go ahead.
Mr.
Cowboy Nation. Go ahead. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Russell Wilson will be running for his life. He gonna be dancing in the background like his wife Sierra, trying to find somewhere to go.
Doing Sierra dance.
Yeah, he gonna do all that, trying to break dance and stuff. Russell Wilson gonna get sacked at least 5 times. Thank you, Mr.
That O line did look bad, like bro. That O line look bad, bro. You can't right. The O line look bad. So I'm sorry. I don't. Yeah, it's a no for me. I got the Falcons by 3. So you got the Cardinals versus the Bills in Buffalo. Oh boy, K Boogie said trash. K Boogie, you talking about the Steelers O line, K Boogie. So Cardinals, Bills, and Buffalo. This will be an absolute blowout. Whole bunch to a little to give me the Bills. Titans, Bears, and Chicago. Casey, you in here? I want you to hear me make this pick. Titans versus the Bears in Chicago.
Tighten up.
Yep, tighten up. I'm going. Give me the Titans. Yeah, give me the Titans to welcome y'all. And y'all know I want to see Caleb Williams get ragged on a little bit, right? So I think Tennessee, I think Tennessee will press him enough. I think Caleb Williams is gonna see some stuff that he hadn't been seeing in the preseason. So give me the Titans. Give me the Titans to welcome Caleb Williams into the league. Patriots versus the Bengals in Cincinnati. If Joe Burrow playing, give me the Bengals. Give me the Bengals convincingly over the Patriots. Texans, Colts, and Indy. CJ Stroud and them. Every day, all day. All right, so Jaguars, Dolphins. Got the Bills booging. All right, so Jaguars, Dolphins in Miami. I think the Jaguars could be one of them sleeper teams as well. They could be a team that can be better than, you know, than people, a lot of people think. But I don't know. Miami got a track team, everybody fast, right? Give me Miami. I think two will light them up week one. Panthers Saints in New Orleans. Give me the Saints whole bunch of a little. Panthers absolutely suck. All right, so Vikings-Giants. Oh, my God. Vikings-Giants in New York. Yeah, right. Who cares? Like, who cares? All right, so Vikings-Giants in New York. J.J. McCarthy not playing. Sam Donald over there? Sam Donald. The Giants ain't got nothing. Give me the Vikings. I guess the Vikings are less sucky than the Giants, so give me the Vikings. Raiders-Chargers in L.A. Give me the charge. I like Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh had them boys ready week one. But I think this game gonna be a little more interesting than what people think. Broncos, Seahawks in Seattle.
Seahawks.
Got the Seahawks.
Bo Nix ain't got no
offense. Yeah, that's another one, you know, that look good in preseason. But these defenses he finna see week one gonna be a little different. I don't think they're gonna be able to run the college offense in week one. Nope. Right, so let me get the Seahawks over the Broncos. Cowboys, Browns in Cleveland. Yeah, okay, come on up to the mic. What you got, sir?
Mr. Cowboy Nation.
What's up? How you doing, sir?
I like to predict that the Cowboys will win.
Mm-hmm.
Dak will have at least 3 touchdowns, 300 yards passing. Mm-hmm. Zeke is going to score a touchdown, and the Cowboys will win 27-14.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so. Yeah. So, coming into this game, I got to be honest. Coming into this game, I was very concerned about Tyler Guyton blocking Myles Garrett. I was very concerned. But after seeing Tyler Guyton, I'm less concerned. Right? Because Tyler Guyton been straight walking people out the club, putting people on their ass. Like, just like I like it, right? So, I'm not saying he's going to be able to do Myles Garrett like that, but if he can just slow Myles Garrett up just a hair, I think we'll be all right. I think we're then we don't know what Deshaun Watson is going to – is Deshaun Watson still an elite QB? Is he washed up? Is he too occupied with massage? We don't know. We don't know if he really want a massage or what. We don't know, right? So, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys. My guy got him by 13. I'm going to go by 3. Give me the Cowboys close. Only reason I'm picking us close because we in Cleveland playing on grass. We in Cleveland playing on grass. You know, their pass rush a little different on grass. So, Joe, what it do, man? I'm happy you remember. Yeah, you with me, Boogie. 24-21 Cowboys. Yep, I'm with that. I'm happy you remember, Joe. Joe, what time is it though? Because I know it's about 1 o'clock over there. All right, so we got Commanders versus the Buccaneers in Tampa. Another who cares game. who the hell cares? All right, so, oh my. I think I trust Tampa's defense more than Dan Quinn can't stop the run. I don't care what nobody say. He gonna come out there with 6 DBs again, trying to get cute, trying to get a lead, play with a lead. He gonna miss Dak Prescott. He gonna miss Dak Prescott. When you don't have them leads and you can't just stick the dogs on the QB, it's a little different, right? So you got a rookie QB trying to find his way. You're going to be in a lot of tight games. You're going to have to stop the run. And we all saw our run defense last year. It was non-existent, right? So, give me the Bucs. The rush for 200 yards. and probably win by 10, right? So, Sunday Night Football, we got the Rams and the Lions. Rams versus the Lions in Detroit. Shootout. Whole bunch on both sides. I don't know what the over-under is, but take the over. Stay over. They're going to score a lot of points. I'm going to go Lions in the shootout, though. So, give me the Lions in the shootout. Jets 49ers in San Fran, Monday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers, who lasted all the 5 plays last year, I think he may last 15. Is it? He lasts a little longer than 5 plays, but that's the road defense to be trying out against week 1, right? And your quarterback just you got to put together QB. I don't see it working out well. Yeah, I understand. He had some proof last year too. Right, so I don't see it, and I hate y'all know I dislike the San Francisco 49ers, but it is what it is, right? Guys, like, come on, sir, what you got? Hey, so how you doing, sir?
I like to pick the upset of the week. I like to pick the upset of the week.
Go ahead.
It'll be the Jets over the 49ers.
17-14. Woo, so you saying Brock Purdy's going to come back down there?
Yeah, it is.
And then another thing, too, what the hell are the Jets doing with Hassan? Man, since we talking about the Jets, I meant to talk about this on last week's show. So, Hassan Reddick, right? What the hell are the Jets doing? So when you trade for a guy, typical protocol is you call the guy's agent. We understand he want to trade because Philly don't want to pay him, right? So what is it going to take to get him signed to a contract? This is normally how this goes. So how do you trade for a guy that you know want a contract and can't get him a contract? I don't understand who the hell running the Jets, right? So I don't understand, like, what's going on. Like, this dude, all this should have been worked out before y'all made the trade. So, this for that alone, I can't, the Jets are a clown show. Hold on. What y'all got going on in this comment section? Big Mac, I need that shirt you're wearing. I appreciate you, Tim. All right, my boy Big Mac said so much verbal violence before we even play. Hey, just hate just oozing out of him. You know what I'm talking about? Just we ain't even snapped the ball off yet, and y'all already just hating the Cowboys for no reason, man.
Yeah, them.
Oh, and for those of you who watching, this speaks to the level of trauma that the Cowboys were inflicting on other teams back in the night. Them some hellified ass whoopings. If you still hate the Cowboys to this day. Like we ain't won under 30 years and you still hate us like we whooped your ass that bad back then. All right, so we got it's 2 a.m. over there, Joe. That's what's up, man. Joe, I appreciate you rocking with me. Yeah, I'll be asleep, Joe. Joe in Italy. Yeah, I'm confident. Joe Cowboys fan, come on now. Joe ain't staying up 2 in the morning to talk about nobody else. Hey, are we serious right now? All right, my boy Casey said, I'm confident in my Bears. I'm also confident in the demise of the Cowgirls. I tell you what, when y'all actually make the playoffs, or get, no, you ain't got to make the playoffs. Y'all, so just get close. Can y'all get in contention for a wild card spot? Then we can talk. go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir. What you got, sir?
How you doing, sir?
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
I just like to say hi to Joe. Joe, thank you for standing up, Joe. And go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. All right, my boy James Ellis in here, 49 of faithful in the building. The same guy that hurt Aaron Rodgers last year is starting their defensive end for the 49ers Monday night. Say, hold on. Let me read your comment again, James. So James said the same guy that hurt Aaron Rodgers last year is starting the defensive end for the 49ers. So back to my early prediction, I said Aaron Rodgers probably last 15 plays instead of 5. I don't see Aaron Rodgers getting out of this game in one piece, right? So give me the 49ers, hold bust to a little. I got 21-10 San Fran. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly, right? So, all right, so let's get into some topics. All right. I'm going to say this. So, Stephen A. Smith, I wish Stephen A. Smith would go ahead, come on, out the closet and confess his love for the Dallas Cowboys. For somebody that claims to hate the Cowboys so much, you always running up behind Cowboy Nation. Hell, you in the star. You probably been to the star more than me. You in the star, running around the star looking for Jerry Jones, looking for Cowboy players, trying to get autographs. You want to sit down and talk to Jerry. Yeah, so just come on, Steve. Just come on home, baby. Just come on home. All right, so he had an interview with Jerry Jones, right? And Jerry, the Dak Prescott contract came up. Of course it did, right? So Jerry kind of made a hint at 5 years. He won't Dak for the next 5 years. From what I'm hearing, Little Birdie told me that it's pretty much done. They have agreed. One side wanted 3 years, one side wanted 5. They agreed in the middle of the 4. So we'll see. It's pretty much, from what I'm hearing, it's pretty much done, though. But.
Here we go.
I think Dak Prescott takes a step forward this year. For those who've been watching me, y'all know I've been highly critical of Dak Prescott, like highly critical. And I stand on business. What I've said about Dak Prescott in the past, I stand on it, right? So I can go to point the film. This is what I'm talking about. But quietly, Dak has been lights out in camp. He's been looking really good without CeeDee Lamb on the field, right? So, I'm just saying, if the Cowboys decide to run the ball for real, it's going to be a problem. Right, so, and Jerry need to go ahead and get out in front of this. You don't have nobody to replace him. Trey Lance ain't it. You're not going to win another Cooper Rush, right? So, pay him. Pay the man. Like, pay the man. You want to go back to being 5-11? Pay the man, right? So, I think Dak is gonna take a step forward. I think Dak will be in the MVP voting again, right? So pay the man before it be $65 million a year, Jerry. Quit, come on now, quit playing. Yes. All right. So. Let's talk about October. So I got a Steeler fans that walk in and say you want to talk about October. Hey, it's a mic right there. It's a mic right there, black and yellow. So what are your thoughts about October?
Ass whooping.
For the team with no O-line? What's the score? What's your score prediction?
I would say we get y'all about like 14-17.
You going to beat us by 14 points.
We're going to get y'all about 14-17
points.
We're going to get y'all about 14 points. Or we might end up getting a three before it close. Yeah.
14-17 points. With that O-line. With that O-line, man. With that O-line. Y'all, with that O-line. So y'all going to. Now, this. Who going to block Michael Parsons?
We ain't studying him.
Okay.
So y'all
don't have to block Michael Parsons. Y'all
that's
fine.
That's basically like the only person y'all got.
So Michael Parsons is the only person we got.
It's Rush. Break it down.
Boy, yeah, keep that same energy. I'm telling like this. If that O-line I saw in that Buffalo preseason, if that y'all starting O-line, Dak ain't going to play fourth quarter. Dak could be in the Nike jogging suit fourth quarter. Go ahead, sir.
Did he say they're going to be 17, 14?
About 14.
That bus ain't going to be about 14.
They can't block me.
They can't even score three. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to calm down.
They can't keep me off the quarterback. Okay. They're going to beat us by 17.
You remember when Zeke beat them by himself? Yeah, when Zeke beat them by himself.
And that defense was pretty good.
Let's see.
Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, I'm going to be modest. Yeah. 27-7 Cowboys.
You said 27-7. My boy K Boogie said 37-21 Cowboys. We fine. Oh, man. So, Boogie, you said you're going to give him a 40-piece fried hard? 40-piece fried hard? Kyle Lawson. Right? So, the Steelers fans said we ain't got a battle with Michael Parsons. I guess he never heard of Trey Diggs, Mr. Pick Six. Right? We'll see, though. We'll see what's up. D-Law. D-Law. All right, y'all. So, that's it, bro. Yeah, so I'm going to be honest. I think that's the game Russ get pulled. Huh? I think that's the game Russ get pulled. I think that's the game Russ get pulled. So, yeah, oh, my. So, according to the Steelers fan, the Cowboys don't have nobody but Michael Parsons on defense, and they really ain't got to block him. So, that's what I have to deal with. All right, y'all. So, that's all I got. Next week, next Wednesday, same bad time, same bad channel. We about to go ahead and get into it. Woo! 2024. NFL season is underway, baby. Claim your teams now. Go Cowboys, screw the Eagles. Until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but to be great.